The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
DJ Automatic, my husband over here, he called a woman by the wrong name. Was it me? What happened? Let's explain everything on this Tuesday, Dia de los Muertos. Good morning. I'm Dana Cortez. This is the Dana Cortez Show.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So he's screaming at Alexa because we listen to her every night. She plays like a little, the little echo.
Okay, a little echo
and
dot.
Every night, Alexa puts us to sleep with thunderstorm sounds, right? So the next day, Otto's like kind of out of it. Alexis, turn it off. I'm like, Alexis.
Oh my God.
I said, who are you talking to? He said, she won't listen. I said, because you're calling her the wrong name.
See, it just happens sometimes, even when you're talking to an app.
That's why I'm pro Siri. You can't confuse Siri with Sarah.
I know, right? Sarah. No, it's wrong. Even when you call an inanimate object the wrong name.
I have a track record of saying the wrong name to women.
Tell
I'm sorry.
Tell the story, Otto.
When my old girlfriend,
before
I was with Dana, I actually called her Dana. And this is before, like, we had, it was a bad, bad thing.
Are you thinking of getting a new Siri or a new Alexa? Is that what's going on?
That could be. I might be moving on.
Have you ever done that, Anthony?
I haven't done that off. I know, like, with friends and stuff, I've called people the wrong name. The real predicament I'm in right now is the dental hygienist, the one who cleans my teeth before the dentist comes in. I don't know her name. And me and her are way past the friend point.
Oh.
We're like, we're carrying on full-on conversations. Yeah, dude. So I'm walking around the dentist's office, like, trying to look for business cards and stuff like that. I'm on a mission to find her name. So if I find her name, I will let you guys know.
You could ask her, how do you spell it? But then she might say S-A-R-A.
Oh, this is awkward.
I don't know. All right. Have you ever called a significant other the wrong name? Hit me at Dana Cortez on Twitter, Instagram. National Day, Anthony A.
I just saw it's National Cook for Your Pets Day. That's the thing today.
Okay. So, Dana does cook for the pets.
I used to do more. Remember, I used to make their home meals, but I have to cook
the
for
the most I do is I put
family.
A little broth in the food for them.
Oh, that's the dogs love a little chicken broth
on the food.
Broth
in the food.
But
that's
we do,
them, right?
We give them good ham in their
Ooh,
food.
Ooh, so. Dude. All right. We also got National Vinegar Day. It's also National Calzone Day. National Cinnamon Day as well, too.
Dana Cinnamon's good. Mm-hmm. You know what it does? It regulates your blood sugar level.
And it's one of the main ingredients in pumpkin spice. I'm very pro pumpkin spice.
And nutmeg.
And let's go ahead. Oh, of course, Dana did say we have Dios de los Muertos as well, too.
What was that?
That's the way I say it.
That's the Latinx version. It's Dia de los Muertos.
Can you say it better, Automatic?
Dia de los Muertos.
There you go, dude.
Yeah, he says it way better. Celebration that has been happening since before the Spanish got to this part of the world. So it is a tradition that they allowed our people to continue. Seriously.
It is. All right.
That's a real story right
And
there.
We'll wrap it up on National Brush Day. Speaking of my dental hygienist, this is a day to encourage
brush
everybody to
teeth.
Brush your teeth.
Hey.
After
brush
all that
teeth.
Candy last night, y'all.
Brush your teeth. Hey, listen.
And because that stinky bread.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Finding your forever person is the best thing ever. Whether you live together or you're married, it's, I don't know, it just feels good, right? Because you're in love and you want to share everything. You share food, you share your bed, you share your home. But what else do you share? Should you share your password? Should you share your bank account?
Ooh. Well, right away, I jump out on the passwords. And it's,
why, Anthony?
It's
why
trickier.
Is that like...
I think you think it's the best thing ever to be sharing all this stuff because, you know, you've been in, like, long-term committed relationships for a while, right? Like
my whole life.
Yeah, for your whole life, though. But, like, for me, I have, like, close to a decade of, like, single life in my phone. You know what I'm saying? So for me to give my phone over to a woman... And be like, don't go through that, or you know, ignore the messages from like 2 years ago when I didn't know you. That's a little dicey for me. I'd rather not even go there. And on the flip side, I don't want to see a password to any phone either. I don't want to know your password either.
What kind of relationship are you in that somebody cares about what you did 2 years ago is what I want to know.
A current relationship. It happens.
Most women.
Oh, yeah. Dude, a lot of
that is not true.
Bro. Oh, yeah.
Damn what you did before you were with me.
You're an anomaly.
The curiosity will get you. And like just going through a person's phone to begin with.
I'm not
with.
Saying I wouldn't go through it. I'm just saying I wouldn't care. So Anthony's right. According to Wired.com, it's unhealthy for your partner to want and require your password. Now, automatic
there's a certain amount of control that goes along with that.
So we've been married over 10 years. I know your password. I forget it all the time. If you need me to grab something on your phone, you're like, you give it to me. Same for me. But I don't ever go through your phone.
See, like the password is one thing. The bank account's a whole other thing. Because when you start sharing money, that's the big difference.
Oh,
I mean, I can change
money.
My password. You can't change the amount of money in your bank account after somebody takes it.
Yep.
There's levels of trust. And I think password is a certain level of trust. But when you start sharing bank accounts.
Well, I'm just dating jealous women. You're dating criminals, it sounds like. Like they're stealing your money, bro. That sounds pretty wild, dog.
Otto's weird about his money, Anthony. Like, I'm not kidding you. He's really straight. He'll pay bills late because he says, they're in my bank. It's in my bank account. It makes him feel better.
Oh, but I agree with you on that.
I
don't.
Send me a pink slip and then I'll pay
it. Y'all going to get this when you get this.
I don't trust people when it comes to money. We talked about me being in long-term relationships. Obviously, my husband here, I trust him, but I was in a relationship before him, several. And this guy took everything, took my money. Not once,
that's
twice,
what I'm saying.
Three times. Yeah, no, cleaned me out, had a party, cleaned me out, left me with a car that hadn't been paid, got my car repoed after I just had a baby.
This is a very specific situation. But we've had situations come up our way where people have joint business Instagram accounts.
Oh, yes,
they
yes.
split up and then somebody else deletes that account and oof. Ruins everything.
And you're done. No, you're right. So according to wealth advisor Suze Orman, she says a single joint account with a spouse or partner could lead to power imbalance and a loss of independence in a relationship, especially if things go south. So it's okay to have a joint account.
We have.
But you need your own account.
Yeah, I was going to say, Dana and I have joint accounts, but we have our separate personal business accounts. And I couldn't even tell you how much money Dana has in her account because I don't care. But with mine, I know she knows.
I know how much money is in his account.
Yeah, exactly. Why is that fair?
Yeah, why is that?
Yeah.
Because you're the saver. And when you look at my account, you're like, why ain't you got no money in there?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Now that the Halloween festivities are done, we're going to break down our favorite Hollywood Halloween costumes right now. This story and more. Best Gossip Daily Dirt brought to you by State Farm. Anthony A. Celebrity birthdays.
For everybody, the fan of the Netflix show You, we have Joe celebrating his birthday, better known as Penn Badgley celebrating, and N.E.L. Choppa celebrating a birthday as well, too.
I think we're all as shocked as everybody else. If you have not heard, rapper Takeoff from Amigos was shot in Houston early this morning. We have limited details, but he was killed on the scene at a bowling alley in downtown Houston, Texas. That's all we know right now. He was 28 years old. He was with Quavo. Quavo was unharmed. There were two other people shot. It's just
another tragedy.
Well, I'm just really sad and tired of talking about these shootings and deaths. And then they happen all over the country, too, right?
Yeah, there's American gun violence is tragic. Is where it's
it is,
at now. It's bigger than hip hop. It's just sad. It's a sad thing, and probably the worst part about what we do. So it's a tough and it's just sad coming in and doing this.
It is. And as the story develops, I'll give you more information. That's all I know right now. Let's keep the family in our thoughts. Let's keep the family in our prayers. But let's also try to do a little more, so that we don't have to continue telling these stories. All right, so let's talk about another hip-hop artist, Drake and 21 Savage. Did you see they're on a cover of Vogue?
Baby. Oh,
yes, this
I did not see that.
Big. And Drake thanked Anna Wintour. He's dropping, he and 21 Savage dropping their project, Her Loss, on the 4th of this month.
Why are they on the cover of Vogue, though? Neither one of them is like this great dresser.
Well, I think Anna Wintour is kind of doing this because of Kanye, I swear.
It's a pity cover.
I don't think it's pity. I think it's petty. But anyway.
Bro.
Now we'll talk about Cardi B. Is she expecting baby number 3? No, but she's ready and it's coming soon. She tweeted, my son is so fire. A little pic of her son in his Halloween costume. I can't wait to get my business finished and then have my third.
Yeah.
Oh.
So she wants to hurry this album up and have another little baby. Yeah,
they got two. They need a third to offset it a little bit.
Good one, Anthony. Good one. All right, and let's talk about Addison Rae as Lady Gaga at the VMAs. Smashed it. It was incredible. I thought she just looked amazing. Also, Kylie Jenner as Elvira. Great job.
Oh, we're doing Halloween costumes now.
Oh, yeah. We're talking about Halloween costumes.
Yeah, I was like, wait, the VMAs, what's going on?
Addison Rae really doing her acting
debut? She dressed like Lady Gaga, and it was I thought it was her. Oh. I really did. Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox dressed as Tommy Lee and Pamela Anderson. And they kind of look like them. It's pretty crazy. Saweetie and Kim Kardashian both dressed as Mystique. They both look fabulous. But nobody did better than Diddy as Heath Ledger's Joker.
You smell like Kim Kardashian. Would you like to come play?
He ran into Tyler, the Creator. He ran into so many people. And folks were just like in awe because he really did a great job.
Well, you saw him break character when he was going to beat up the guy for power, right?
I don't know about all that. I'm trying to keep it positive here. He did play Heath Ledger's version, though, so I get it. All right, check all of these costumes out at Dana Cortez on Instagram. I made a cute little reel, and we'll be right back with more of the show. That's your Daily Dirt.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
What if I told you for $200,000, you could live forever and ever. It's a true story. Well, at least that's what Alcor Life Extension Foundation wants you to believe. If you got $200,000 extra dollars laying around, you can freeze your body and maybe bring it back in the future.
What?
There's a lot of hypotheticals there.
Here is CEO Max Moore explaining how this works.
Our patients are not dead, and that's what we call them, patients. So to them, you know, no time is passing. They're not alive. So people say, well, if they're not alive, they must be dead. Well, no, there's kind of an in-between state, which is not really alive or dead. Dying is a process, and cryonics stops that process and lets you go into the future where we have greater capabilities to reverse that and bring you back to life.
Some of the patients, a little girl from Thailand who had brain cancer, her parents were doctors, and they really believe in the future she will be brought back to life. Also a famous baseball player, his name is Ted Williams.
That's a Hall of Famer right there.
Paris Hilton.
Dollars. Oh, now I'm hooked.
Orlando, if you think that's too much money, for a bargain price of $80,000, they'll freeze just your head.
I mean, I would love to have a robot body anyways.
Yeah, my big ass head gonna have to be double that price.
Don't you wish you were flawless like
All right,
me?
If you've been thinking about wanting to get around somewhere faster, well, a company has developed shoes that will increase your walking speed up to 250%.
Is this real?
This is very real, dude.
Because whenever I got new shoes, I always thought that I was going
to
go faster.
Well, that was literally taking me to Payless. You couldn't tell me I wasn't walking faster.
This is real, but when I tell you guys what it is, you guys are going to go, oh, so they have 300-watt electric motor in them and rollerblade wheels.
Oh.
So essentially, these are Heelys with wheels is what we have here. So,
well, Heelys have wheels in them.
Yeah. So, I mean, the same thing, but this has a little bit of a motor.
Well, this to me sounds like an accident waiting to happen.
Like broken neck. Well, guys, I got an update on one of our former WTF stories. He was a home inspector in Oakland County, Michigan. He has been convicted of aggravated indecent exposure after the security camera caught him pleasuring himself on a Tickle Me Elmo doll. The homeowner got a notification that somebody was in the nursery, and of course she checked her phone right away, and she's like, what's going on? So she looked at the video and she saw him doing his
Tickle Me Elmo to himself.
Dude, it was worse. That man made Elmo give him a mouth hug.
Oh, turned him into the Cookie Monster.
Kevin Van Loven is his name, and he is now facing 2 years in prison and a $32,000 fine.
Good.
But he did beat one of the charges.
Not surprising.
He beat something else, too.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Do you end up having to treat your partner like a child because you have to repetitively tell them to do this and do that? Well, ooh. I have a solution according to Psychology Today. In case you missed it, three stories you need to know. DJ Automatic, you first.
So there's a pill that could extend the lifespan of your dog by years. They're saying up to 2 to 4 years.
It's so hard to lose a pet. And we've gone through this, Automatic, and I've seen you cry tears of just sadness when it happens.
Damn, bro. Airing out all your emotions,
I know.
DJ
Thanks,
Automatic.
Dana.
2 to 4 years in dog years, that's like 14, like yes. 14 to 7, right? Something like that. So, hey, that's what's up, dog.
Yeah, so it's called rapamycin. Scientists tested it on mice, and they live 25% longer.
Wow.
There's a new company, though, and it's called Loyal, and it's run by this woman, and she is now, since they've figured out how to do this for dogs, she says she's going to figure out how to do it for humans.
I'm down. Mm. And you know America, they ended a pill. pills too, so we'll take a pill if it'll prolong our life.
Like a woman just wants to keep you alive a little bit longer just to yell at you a little bit more. I don't know how I feel about that one.
Well, we're still a few years out on this, so.
All right, yo. In case you missed it, a recent study done by LinkedIn reveals that strangers, not close friends or family members, are more likely to help you get a job. The study followed 20 million people around for 5 years, and yes, it revealed that their casual connections were more likely to help them get a new job. So, the moral of this story is, be careful what bridges you burn along your way.
I think that's a really good piece of advice. Also, and I don't mean to be kind of rude, but sometimes your family knows you better. Mm. And they're not going to put
their name
out.
I ain't gonna lie. I got some friends who've asked me for jobs, and I'm like, I don't know, bro.
I knew what you did in sixth grade.
No, I know what you did at your last job. All right, so in case you missed it, Psychology Today just released a study about couples who have trouble because one will not do what they're supposed to in order to meet the obligations, whether it's around the house or in the relationship. If you feel like you're raising your partner, this is a very unhealthy dynamic.
There's a bunch of women who are in relationships with men right now being like, yeah, you're right.
I was going to say, this is going to be an attack on me. Just
well,
3, 2, 1.
Here we go. Why would you assume that?
Because I already know.
Why do you know?
Oh, because the reason you read the article is because for some reason you identified with it and you're like, oh, I feel like I'm raising this man.
For some reason.
There's a lot of women I think sometimes it's needed, but sometimes people be ODing on that stuff too. Like, they just like to talk down.
Dana just likes to be in charge. That's it.
Automatic. I really do handle, like, the housework around
the
house.
Oh, you don't handle everything. Come on.
No, I didn't say I handle everything, but I take care of little things and you
don't. And I take care of my things.
So if you're tired of raising your partner,
well,
focus on yourself.
I'm tired of raising you, Dana.
Whatever. Focus on yourself.
I'm defensive because I know this is an attack on me.
This may require a therapist if you can't
get
past
here.
It. Also, relinquish control. Control may have been your way of feeling safe. Letting go of that may be scary, but sometimes your partner needs you to be less controlling. See, if you would have just allowed me to get there automatically, but you wouldn't even let me.
Thank God you read this, because this is what you need in your life.
Yeah, Dana, do you feel that sometimes this may be your issue, that you may just want to be in control of something?
Automatic is 100% right. Yes, I'm very controlling. I want things done a certain way.
If there's a crumb on the counter, the whole kitchen's dirty.
But it's true. You're feeding a cockroach. I don't want roaches in my house.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Which is America's favorite chocolate chip cookie? Uh-huh. I'm going to reveal it right now. Food news inside how to stash tags on the Dana Cortez Show. Happy Tuesday. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Economy Parking.
All right, fellow Americans. It's that time of the year. It's time to vote. All right, we're all heading to the polls.
Yes.
Get it right? It's time to vote.
I hope you can vote
registered.
Early.
Yeah, you can vote early. You can vote by mail. You can vote for whoever you want. But please vote, because if you don't vote and you're complaining, don't complain.
Yeah.
Because you didn't do nothing about it. You
I'm
know what I'm saying?
Doing it because NFL athletes are telling me to do it.
That's the only reason
that's
you're doing
why,
it.
Right, Anthony? Yeah. Yeah,
there are more important days than Sunday. Go vote, my dude.
November 8th, people, take the time. Remember, a lot of folks before us fought hard for us to have the right to vote. Women, Native American people, Latinos, African American, please get yourself to the polls.
Do it.
All right, and then in food news, which cookie brand is the best? According to a writer at MrsFields.com, which leads me to believe Mrs. Fields is going to make the cut. Oh, wait, hold on. So it didn't come at number one. Number five is the Pillsbury frozen cookies. People like those.
Ooh,
those are
solid.
Good. Those are good. Number four, Famous Amos.
Famous
That's
Amos.
That's good.
A little bit dry.
I like Famous Amos.
They're pretty good. Number three, Keebler Elf chocolate chip cookies. That's good, right? Keebler's good. The Keebler chocolate chip. Mrs. Fields, number two. But number one is Chips Ahoy.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to go Mrs. Fields over Chips Ahoy any day.
You think
day.
So?
Yeah.
PG Automatic? Well, it was on their website. So.
It's like different. This is like different categories of cookies, in my opinion, right here, too. Because the frozen ones, those are up to the so ones good. Who makes them. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can make a bad one. You can burn them or something.
Those
like that.
Frozen ones, no, I like them burnt.
Ooh.
I have to burn the cookie dough. It just tastes better.
And when it comes to the Famous Amos, they're the best. If you buy them from the vending machine, they're the best. Like, they come most filled in the bag. Way, I would love them.
There are. They're I mean, compared filled. To chips, they're, yeah, they're filled to the top.
I didn't know you two were so passionate about chocolate chip cookies.
Well, have you seen us?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
If you've ever been in a relationship or even friends with a woman, You know, there are certain terms that they use or certain things that they say that don't always mean what they do on a surface level. And as a matter of fact, those terms can be deadly.
Deadly.
So, yeah, let's break down five deadly terms used by women. I just want to be two dudes.
One studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show, and today is going to be a big bro down, okay?
Okay. Hold on. I want to hear about these deadly terms.
You know, like when your lady's upset with you and she'll say stuff like, that's okay.
Oh. Yeah, that's okay. That you, if she says that, you got problems.
Yeah. What about, whatever? Oh, yeah. No.
These are all things that women say that are like are coded for F you.
Yep. Exactly, dog. This is a fun one. You're going to go out with your bros, have a little bro down this weekend. Well, why don't you just go ahead then?
And go ahead and stay wherever you're going to be.
Baby girl, what's wrong with you? Are you okay? Nothing.
This is all coded for F you.
Yep.
It is, dude. That means you need to be, if you hear your girl say nothing, that means you need to be worried about everything you've done like the past 24 hours. Whatever it is you think you may have done, you probably did it.
It might have happened in the last month.
And one of the hardest thing you could ever hear your woman say, and it's going to kill the mood, is when you hear her drop, fine.
Might as well just start packing your stuff.
Yeah, might as well. I do have a bonus one for you, DJ Automatic. Keep your head on a swivel for... Wow.
Wow.
Have you heard that one before?
I mean, that's a great thing about men, because if we say something, we mean it. There's no coded words. If I want to tell you F you, I just say it. And then guess what? I get in trouble for it, and then I hear a whole bunch of fines and wow for another month.
Or then right before you leave the door, you go, right before you leave the door, you hear, go have fun then. Let me know if we've missed any of the deadly terms used by women at Anthony A. Comedy, at DJ Automatic.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.